Good morning. This is Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration for this morning. I'm going to be having the inspiration this week. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at the First Epistle of John. There's a verse towards the end of the chapter, or towards the end of that book, in chapter 5. And then I want to look at chapter 5, verse 13. It's a fairly familiar verse. People have many times used it as proof that you can know that you are saved, and it is just that. It is a verse that very clearly states that. But there's something else that says that it says in this verse that I'd like to look at and then kind of go through this week. First Epistle of John, chapter 5, and verse 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And what I want to look at here is the first part there where it says, "These things have I written unto you." Often we go to the second part of the verse and we say that here it says that you may know that you have eternal life, and we focus on that part where we want to prove that yes, we can know. But it has something before that. It says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know." So, what we need to do is when we come to a verse like that, we need to say, okay, so what did he write? The things that he wrote in this book, he wrote for a purpose. He wrote it so that we might know. Or in other words, he wrote it as a, could you say, as a gauge to see whether we truly are born of God. And so this week we're going to look at this book, and we're going to look at some of the things that John wrote, and so that we can examine ourselves whether we be of the faith. So we're going to go to chapter 1. Here in chapter 1, I'm going to read the chapter and then come back. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, that we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." I think I'm going to stop there. We're going to go back and look at what he wrote here. He starts out with God, or basically with Jesus Christ. And that is important to recognize, that everything, every doctrine, every idea, every thought in Scripture begins and ends with God. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. And so, sometimes we get the idea that God owes us something, and that we are the center, and that the focus is on us. But that is not the case. The focus is always on God and on his Son, Jesus Christ, who is heir of all things. And it's only as we are in him that we become a part of that inheritance, or that inheritance becomes ours. So he begins with God, he begins with Jesus Christ, which he calls the Word of Life, and he goes to say that our eyes, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. He's just saying that, you know, we have touched it. We have heard him speak. We have been with him. This is John speaking. And he says how it was manifested and bear witness and shew unto you the eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. And he's only declaring, verse 3, unto us what he has seen and heard. He is an eyewitness. He's a faithful witness. And then in verse 4 he has an interesting statement. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. So he's talking about fellowship. He's talking about the word of life, and he's talking about fellowship. He says, truly our fellowship is with the Father. We may have verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And then it says, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. That's an interesting statement there, connected with fellowship. You know, in our day we see a lot of people that are, you know, in a sense maybe lone rangers. They're out there by themselves. They got this idea that, you know, they have a piece of God's truth that nobody else has, and so they kind of stand by themselves. They don't fellowship much with other people. They don't meet with the saints on a regular basis, and there they are. But here he's talking about fellowship, and then he talks about joy. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full, connected with fellowship. And isn't it true that it's as we are in fellowship with one another, and through that also with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ, that our joy becomes full? That is where our joy is. And then he explained that a little farther, a little better farther on. After this, then he goes into verse 5 there. This then is the message which we have heard of them and carried unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Another interesting statement there. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. This is early morning right now, and it's dark outside. So it's pretty easy to see that that is dark. And, you know, you don't have to ask much questions. It's dark. You can't see. But I'm in a room where there's a bright light. And I can see. I can read. But, you know, you might think that there's no darkness in this room, but I also see some shadows. And even the light that I see, if I look directly at it, is still not the brightest I've ever seen. So there is still some darkness here. Even though it's bright, I can read, I can see what I'm doing, there's still darkness here. There's still a bit of darkness. He says, God, there's no darkness at all. And then you could take that, you could say, okay, well, how about the noonday sun in the middle of summer? You look up at the sun, and it is very bright. You can't really look at it with your naked eye. It's just too bright. But even that, you know, there's still some darkness there. But in God, there is no darkness at all. And, you know, I have to think about Moses on the mount, where he wanted to see God, and God said, no, you can't see my face and live. It was too bright. And so Moses was able to see God's hinder parts, and God showed his glory to him. And then when Moses came down to the people in the camp, Moses was too bright to look upon. And so we have this idea here that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is perfect light. Then it says, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So there he comes back again to that whole idea of fellowship. We cannot have fellowship with him if we walk in darkness. Walking in the light is basically the first requirement to be in fellowship with God. And then it says, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light is basically the first requirement for us to come to God. Until we are ready to walk in the light, we cannot come to God. And so we have to ask ourselves, so what does it mean to walk in the light? And to walk in the light is basically just simply to be honest and to be transparent and to be open. Honest about who we are, where we are, honest about our needs, our sins. And so when we are honest, then it says when we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. That's the only way that that can happen, is when we walk in the light. Jesus, the blood of Jesus can cleanse us from all of our sins. But we must first walk in the light. We must first be willing to expose who we are and to be uncovered and to be honest about where we are. When we are hiding sin, if there is something in our heart that we are hiding, we cannot have fellowship with God. It makes that very clear here. And that is one of the first points in knowing, as we had talked about that verse earlier, in knowing that we have eternal life, is to walk in the light. To be honest about who we are. Again, we cannot have hidden sin and at the same time have fellowship with God. When we have fellowship with one with another, we need to be honest, we need to be transparent, and it's only then that we can also have fellowship with God. Verse 8 then says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Again, very clear, we must be honest and confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's as far as we're going to go this morning. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to looking at some more of these truths, these points, in the following mornings.